Turn out all the lights. Let there be light again. The earth is sending mixed messages. The moon is carrying low, pregnant with events descending in the sky towards the overlit earth. Orange and ominous, Mars's sister or brother in the late night, early morn. You touch it, it breaks. You look at it, it breaks. You see it, it breaks. You breathe near it, it breaks. You stand next to it, it breaks. You walk past it, it breaks. You speak beside it, it breaks. You think about it, it breaks, it breaks, it breaks. This is a story that I wrote with my daughter last week or something. We did one word at a time. It's called bird/fish. The first bird/fish thought it could roam freely on its water. However, it found that the sea was thinking coldly towards the world horizon. Gerald began to describe the zone to himself and think bird/fish. Who is Gerald and what does he want? Where does he live and why is he here? Well, we shall see soon enough. Gerald was extremely ancient. That's as far as we've got for now. So, another installment sometime. Sorry to be disorganized. And it's very hard to decide what to do. To be at a loss to express what cannot be. To be at a loss to, at a loss to be, at loss to, at loss to be at a. To jump the gun more often. To pull the trigger for real. The earth is sending mixed messages, mixed salad, insalata mista. Why can't you say something of interest? That's a fair enough question. At the loss factory, considerable amounts went out the window. Considerable amounts made it into nowhere. Considerable amounts were wasted on the process. Considerable amounts were discarded without ever having been used. The waste was collapsed and ultimately totally pointless. The fact remained that nothing had been done, and nothing of any use had come out of this procedure. Procedure. What had been done was lost, and lost for good. Waste at your disposal was the motto of the loss factory. Half-formed thoughts reveal themselves in the dark. Doubt drifts in as a fog over the low-lying seas of southern England, a Kentish the fog. Jamie Lee Curtis is stuck in a radio tower on Pet Levels, a small town near the sea. At night, as night draws in, and the lapping of the sea becomes muffled in the rolling fog. Space is foreshortened and then closed off gradually. The creeping vapour blocking all but the nearest details. The water on the shore closest to the feet. From inside, it is easy to describe what is not really seen, to escape and evade the enclosed space, however worn and safe it may feel. Shadows falling, reflections on bright surfaces, absorbed angles, details of rooms and spaces in soft focus photos, flat light scape. If the doubt is a drifting, moving fog rolling over a landscape or a seascape, then what is the opposite? And what is the landscape and all of its details? Doubt clouds the mind, removes lucidity, clarity of thought. There is the landscape, the mind over which humours pass over as clouds or fog. On Friday, I need to get a camera, get a bike. I'm meeting with someone, and there's a prize that I'm hoping to win. Then we had a meet in the studio. We're going to go to IKEA, maybe go to Montreuil. On Sunday, I'm going to play cricket, and on Monday, I'm going back to England. Okay, let's get on with the serious part. So, a wolf crossed over. A wolf crossed over. A wolf crossed over. It passed through and was seen, captured by a hunter's camera or a wildlife conservationist camera trap. There is celebration and uproar. How does a wolf come to be here? Its territory knows no bounds. Its territory is the wolf itself. It carries its territories, its frontiers within its sinews, eyes, thirst, and strength passing through. The wolf passed through and was gone, all but unseen, only fleeting rumour. A rustle between wind and leaves, across roads and highways, under bridges and over well-kept paths, slipping through wood, land, and taking a breath, a drink by the side of a stream. Frozen teeth, tongue in the air, climbing on hilltops and in between fields, slipping silently towards undergrowth and undercover, seeking out bare rock and short cold grass to again a view, to gain a view again of the terrain. A bird, a leaf, a butterfly, a leaf, a bird, as it flies, as it falls. Cross-referencing birds, words, footsteps in the snow covered over by new fresh snow, disappearing without a trace, or rather a trace disappeared or disappearing, watching the butterfly flutter inside the light shade, the shadow form growing in size. It comes close to the light bulb within. It sleeps by the window pane on the window frame close to the cold glass, as if numbing itself to sleep within the cold, because it knows it is winter and it should still be asleep, were it not for the inconsiderate human who woke it from hibernation. How to resist the temptation of the light bulbs, so light and so near, this warm enclosure that was to be cold but for the human's arrival. A red kite, a Milan Royal in French, seen vying for territory with another bird of prey. Not sure what it is. It may be a buzzard or some small eagle, perhaps a kestrel or a falcon. It could be nice. It would be nice if it was all of these, though. How can a bird be more than one kind? A shape-shifting creature, not even just happy to change as it adapts to its environment and adapts the environment, terrain, zone of expression. It expresses itself by appearing and disappearing. It does not need to be seen, but at times reveals itself for fleeting moments when the eye would wish to capture it for always, forever, for or eternity, to seize it and watch it fly, glide, swoop, soar upwards for as long as vision and terrain would allow. Snow crossed the wolf's passage, now blending in ever further, becoming the landscape. Snow freshens the eyes and gives fresh taste on the cheek and tongue. The biting breeze keeping the longing tongue in the mouth, though stopping to breathe, the tongue hangs out and takes in the air and snow as its breath whitens on the cold air. All air and liquid is crystallized, solidified, delicately, deadening, solidified, delicately, deadening sound, while time slows to a halt. The occasional insect. To fall in love. Fall out, fall over, fall through, fall down, fall off, fall to, fall beside, fall under, fall on, fall up. If it works, leave it alone. If il faut traverser le monde. Non, il faut traverser la merde. If it works, leave it alone. If the courage of your convictions deserts you, take a breath and lie down. There's no need to go anywhere. If your courage fails you, let your convictions slip away. If you have no courage for your convictions, if your convictions fail you, there's no need for courage. Flight for what you believe in. Flight for what you believe in. Fight for what you believe in if you've got nothing better to do. If you slip and fall, why not go all the way? If you fight for what you believe in, you better be prepared to fail often or a lot. Il faut traverser la merde. Stick your finger in your eye, it will be fine. You never really ask me, so how do you know? You seem to be laughing at something. How do you feel about making something? There are some holes. Have we been here for a long time? What's so good about numbers? Something happened that wasn't good. Most people are wrong about things. Why can't you stand somewhere else? I'm right about everything I know. I laughed hilariously for hours. A congregation of baths in a field near a winding stream. A free-flowing formation, a free-form formulation. The baths appear to be on the move, a pincer movement on an imaginary football. The interest of carrying things is to carry something heavy. Why carry something unless it is heavy? When push comes to shove, and shove moves out to a new apartment, push gets all the room to itself, at least itself, at last, but doesn't know what to do with it. Shove is off on a huff, puffing and huffing about the place, heaving furniture around in an attempt to bring order to a new house. Never comfortable, always on the move, push and shove anger each other as much by their absence from one another's company, as when they are together in the same place. Although this never lasts for long, it's just not in their nature. Protest against yourself. Placards with hundreds of texts to be handed out. How does language manifest itself publicly? What form can it take? Spoken, written, shouted, monumental, as a demonstration, as a political slogan, as a defense of self, a set of ideas, as jokes, as songs, as stories or poems. The problem of sculpture. Protest against yourself. And thus, if you touch it, it breaks. If you look at it, it breaks. If you see it, it breaks. If you breathe near it, it breaks. If you stand next to it, it breaks. If you walk past it, it breaks. If you speak beside it, it breaks. You think about it, it breaks. It breaks. It breaks.